You're listening to Resolution Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Today I have good news and bad news for you, and also some surprisingly unsurprising news. Let's get to the good news first. I've been wanting to share this in our monthly members and supporters printed bulletin, but that's so full of important news exclusively for those who've made a commitment to help us that there hasn't been room lately. So it's time to let everyone know right here. Here's the good news. NationalVanguard.org's readership is on an upward arc. As you can see from the graphic I've posted on the text version of this broadcast, showing our latest traffic statistics just downloaded yesterday, we've gone from around 700,000 page views per month in June 2016 to nearly 4 million page views in January 2020. Traffic really started to jump upwards last August, with our readership viewing around 3 million pages each in September, October, November, and December 2019. These are the statistics directly downloaded from our server, and they aren't subject to the interpretations and politicized algorithms that rule the day at web traffic ratings services like Alexa and SimilarWeb. Here's the bad news. Big data, run by Jews and other anti-whites, including several web ratings firms, is now de-ranking us, following Jew-run Google's lead, making it look like our readership is down. I stopped using Alexa rankings several years ago when I noticed that that company's statistics showed National Vanguard going down in readership when our own servers showed it going up, way up, at that time to around 1 million page views per month. Around the same period, other sites for racially conscious whites also got mysteriously deranked by Alexa. Alexa is owned by anti-white and hypercensorious Amazon, which also is under the same ownership as the Jewish leftist-dominated Washington Post. At the time, an upstart competitor to Alexa called SimilarWeb showed estimated rankings that accurately reflected the trends in our audience I saw in our own internal stats. So I started using SimilarWeb to compare National Vanguard to other sites, and some of those comparisons I've shared with you. They showed NationalVanguard.org was becoming a real contender in the war of ideas and information. More readership than many multi-million-dollar funded Jewish groups, more than some regional newspapers, and a substantial fraction of the audience of heavy hitters like the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, the ADL, the SPLC, and others. But late last summer, SimilarWeb decided to change the algorithm they use to estimate readership to be, quote, more accurate, unquote, they said, in a cryptically worded announcement. Instantly, SimilarWeb's ranking of NationalVanguard.org plummeted. So, that's the bad news. And now, the unsurprising surprise. They're not telling the truth. The really interesting thing is that at the very moment SimilarWeb said our audience was cut by more than half, our actual readership more than doubled. This means that anyone using SimilarWeb's services or Alexa's or any of the other big data combines that are more or less openly cooperating with Jewish groups to squelch the white awakening is going to get any comparison of our audience wrong by a factor of 4 or more. The dinosaur media and system outlets will look 4 times better than they really are compared to us, and we'll look puny, all the gains of recent years apparently gone. But apparently gone and actually gone are 2 very different things. Of course, like all Jewish lie fantasies, these jiggered rankings have no real power. They do little or nothing to stop or even slow our growth. Did I say Jewish lie fantasy? Yes, I did. We already know who dominates Alexa, Amazon, and what their motives are. It's not too difficult to get the goods on SimilarWeb. First clue, their offices are in New York, London, and Tel Aviv. Wikipedia says of SimilarWeb, quote, "The company was founded in 2007 by Or Offer in Tel Aviv, Israel. By 2009, SimilarWeb won the first Israeli seed camp, attracting the attention of international media and investors. The company raised its Series A round of $1.1 million, with the investment being led by Israeli multimillionaire and former government minister Yossi Vardi. On September 24, 2013, the company closed a $6 million Series B round led by London-based and Iranian-born Jewish billionaire David Alliance and Moshe Lichtman. Within a month, SimilarWeb used a part of the capital for the acquisition of Israeli early-stage company Tapdog. In July 2017, the company announced a $47 million round of financing led by Viola Growth, Saban Ventures, with participation from CE Ventures and existing investors. On September 8, 2019, SimilarWeb updated the algorithm that they use to produce traffic and engagement statistics. The update took into account the behavior of visitors to similar kinds of sites to improve the depth and dependability of their data. Close quote. It looks like SimilarWeb used accuracy and objectivity in their rankings compared to politicized Alexa for a while as a means to gain market share and millions of dollars. But now that the Jewish community and the system in general has decided for everyone that white voices must not be heard, SimilarWeb is getting with the program. When you have an oligopoly united by blood and beliefs and common enemies and common goals, it's possible to make such arrangements. It's something that whites, especially whites programmed to be anti-white or programmed to be individualists or both, almost never do. So, before they changed their algorithm, SimilarWeb said we had around 350,000 visitors a month when we were getting 1 million page views during the same period. Now that our verified page views have more than doubled, way more than doubled, almost quadrupled, they now claim that fewer than half that number of people are visiting our site. Is that possible? Did the readership really drop? And in an amazing and inexplicable coincidence, at the same time, did the number of pages read by each visitor multiply by 6 times or more? That's one of 2 possible ways to logically interpret Similarweb's statistics. The other way is that Similarweb is lying. Their deranking of us could affect how other entities see us. It could affect the value of our web assets if we ever decided to sell them or sell advertising on them. But we're not doing those things. Their deranking of us might affect our credit rating, which, though we're definitely not planning to borrow any of the Jews' imaginary money, can affect our ability to process credit and debit cards and engage in e-commerce. Of course, no one is allowed to fully know how the financial vultures come up with their credit ratings and thereby deem us worthy or not of doing business in the vultures' so-called free enterprise system. But in any case, the web ranking probably has a small effect. Their deranking of us probably has a minuscule effect on how readers perceive us. But lemmings who imagine that a high score means true and a middling score means false, one, aren't the kind of recruits we're looking for anyway, and two, people of such low caliber probably don't even know how to look up such things in the first place. Their deranking of us might affect our standings in the search engines, who have their own algorithms, and that could have an effect on how many people end up on National Vanguard after doing an internet search. But you know, the Jewish management at Google, the biggest search engine by far, decided long ago to derank us, and they've been banishing us to the usually unread back pages of their results for many, many months. And I doubt that anything Similarweb can do will change that in any noticeable way. On many other search engines, we're doing just fine. Similarweb's lie fantasy had no effect that I can see. It's encouraging to note that our recent upward arc in readership occurred despite Similarweb's and Google's efforts to push us down. One web rating service calling itself Web of Trust gave National Vanguard a bad review. 23 out of 100 for trustworthiness, and 22 out of 100 for child safety. But since they allow readers to comment on a site's rating page, they got some feedback from the public on their bogus claims. Let's read a few. Quote, "This site is definitely a hate site," close quote. Quote, "Nazi scum," close quote. Quote, "This site is listed in the hate directory compiled by Raymond A. Franklin," close quote. But the majority of the comments, and especially the more recent comments, were quite different indeed. Quote, "Stop, just stop. All you leftists with your hate speech. There is no such thing as hate speech in America. Take your hate speech to all your great countries that are overrun with rape and pedophilia and acid attacks from the asylum seekers or Muslims. This site is safe," close quote. Quote, "This site is all about alternative news," It's news that is not fake, unlike the mass media. Close quote. Quote, this site agrees with a massive scientific study detailed in the book The Bell Curve, which provided incontestable proof of the theory of Negro intelligence. Close quote. Quote, a site flagged down by Antifa. Close quote. Quote, always question everything. There have been some big lies told instead of a true history, usually to serve the agenda of certain downright deceitful persons and groups of persons. Now, in the 21st century, all truth will come to the surface for all to see. This site is an enabler in this cause. Close quote. Quote, truth sounds like hate to those that hate the truth. Close quote. Quote, nothing that can be technically harmful for your computer or network is to be found on this website. Close quote. Quote, I have found this site to be useful and the art exhibited to be lovely. Close quote. Quote, this site is not as hateful as any typical union site. Close quote. Quote, extremely good. One of the rare and brave sites in the U.S. argues to awaken the white indigenous people of the USA to the genocide of race mixing. Close quote. Quote, I advocate free speech for all. Close quote. Quote, this site is perfectly fine. There is no malicious content. No viruses, no spam. The only reason why this site is rated so low is because the majority of people have been taught to stifle all non-politically correct points of view, leaving no room for any debate. Before you go off, be sure to think for yourself and open up your wonderful minds to this site and read more. Close quote. Quote, if you want the truth, look here. Close quote. Now that little corner of the net really made my day. We're succeeding. We're growing. We're getting more popular. We're raising awareness. The system's censorship moves are a sign of our growth. We're publishing new audio and printed media, including our 9th MP3 CD in the William Pierce The Power of Truth series, which is now in stock and ready for shipping to you, with pre-orders being filled right now as I speak. We've fought long, and we've fought hard, and we've now regained the ability to take credit and debit cards online, so you can now make purchases and donations with maximum convenience. Give it a try today. I think our people's main problem and deterrent to more progress is fear. Fear that makes only 1 in 1,000 help us. Fear of isolation. Fear that no one agrees with us. Fear that there's no hope. But there is hope. There are more of us, many more of us than they try to make you believe. Think about turning that 1 in 1,000 into 1 in 100, then 1 in 10, and then we can do anything. We can regain our security, our identity, our government, our nations, and our destiny if only more will take positive action. Please help us make that happen. Do something for our sacred cause every day.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
My brothers, my sisters, I bring you a message of solidarity, a call to action, and a demand for adherence to duty of an Aryan resurgence and ultimately total Aryan victory. We have broken the chains of Jewish thought. We know not the meaning of the word mine, it is ours. Our race, the totality of our people. 10 hearts, one beat. 100 hearts, one beat. 10,000 hearts, one beat. We are born to fight and to die and to continue the flow. The flow of our people. Onward we will go, onward to the stars, high above the mud of yellow, black, and brown. So kinsmen, duty calls. The future is now. If months from now you have not yet fully committed yourself to the alliance, then you have in effect not only betrayed your race, you have betrayed yourself. So stand up like men and drive the enemy into the sea. Stand up like men and swear a sacred oath upon the green graves of our sires that you will reclaim what our forefathers discovered, explored, conquered, settled, built, and died for. Stand up like men and reclaim our soil. Kinsmen, arise. Look towards the stars and proclaim our destiny. Defeat never, victory forever.